Good afternoon. So foodborne illness is defined as illness caused by the consumption of contaminated food and can result from the exposure to many different pathogens. It is vastly underdiagnosed and not reported to health departments. Most recent estimates indicate that there are approximately 40 million episodes of foodborne illness in the United States each year. Additionally, it has been found that eating food prepared outside of the home increases the risk of acquiring foodborne illness. New York City is a large metropolitan area with approximately 24,000 restaurants and 15,000 food retailers. With over 8.5 million residents, of which 78% report going out to eat at least once per week, there are many opportunities for exposure to foodborne illness pathogens. New York City has a non-emergency information service, 311, which allows residents to submit food poisoning complaints by phone or online. Additionally, the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene uses a system developed in collaboration with Columbia University to identify foodborne illness complaints from restaurant reviews on the website Yelp. In total, approximately 5,000 restaurant-associated complaints are received each year, which results in the investigation of about 30 outbreaks. Even with the inclusion of Yelp reviews, it is likely that we are still not receiving all complaints of restaurant-associated foodborne illness in New York City. Other jurisdictions, such as Chicago, St. Louis, and Southern Nevada, have reported success identifying complaints of foodborne illness using Twitter, a social networking website that allows users to post short messages or tweets that are up to 140 characters in length. We wanted to evaluate its utility in New York City. We sought to identify tweets indicating foodborne illness, validate tweets through an online survey, and integrate the completed surveys into our foodborne illness complaint system. This project was made possible by our continued collaboration with the Columbia University Department of Computer Science and is supported by grants from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation and the National Science Foundation. Twitter data are obtained via the publicly available Twitter Application Program Interface, or API. Data are received every 2 hours using a targeted API query that searches for keywords pertaining to foodborne illness. A text mining and machine learning program assigns a 6 score to tweets, ranging from 0 to 1 and indicating the likelihood that the tweet is pertaining to foodborne illness. The Twitter user's location is obtained via metadata and is based on the location selected by the user when registering for the Twitter account. The program selects only for tweets where the user is potentially located in New York City. All tweets with a possible New York City location enter the foodborne illness tracker application developed by the Department of Health staff and Columbia. Tweets meeting a threshold 6 score of at least 0.5 are manually reviewed and classified by Department of Health staff. A response tweet, including a link to the survey, is tweeted back to users believed to be complaining of foodborne illness in New York City. Completed surveys qualify as complaints. Feedback data are sent to Columbia to improve the sensitivity and specificity of the classifier. A New York City Department of Health foodborne Twitter account was created and is continuously monitored. It is mainly used for messaging users complaining of foodborne illness, but is also used to disseminate food safety tips and information regarding food recalls. I encourage everybody to follow us. Here are two tweets that were identified by our classifier as potential complaints of foodborne illness. The first tweet has a 6 score, 0.612, and reads, "Got a bad case of food poisoning on Friday. How long before I'm not afraid to eat food again?" The user location is indicated in the Bronx. Therefore, we would classify this tweet as someone reporting illness and located in New York City. We would click Contact User to generate a survey link, and then view the tweet on Twitter to draft and send a response tweet to the user. The second tweet actually has a higher 6 score, but reads, "I felt sick to my stomach hearing about Kim's story. She had 2 young children, rich or not, totally devastating. Folks were callous," which is referencing a pop culture event and is not an incident of food poisoning. We would classify this tweet as someone not reporting illness and would not send a survey. This is a screenshot of our survey that is sent to Twitter users indicating foodborne illness. As you can see, it's quite short and simply asks about the restaurant name and location, date of visit, and a brief description of the incident. It requests optional contact information, but allows for users to submit complaints anonymously. Now we can look at how Twitter is responding to our survey. From November 29, 2016 through May 12, 2017, 6,954 tweets were manually reviewed by Department of Health staff. Of those, 1,663, or 23.9%, were determined to be potentially indicating foodborne illness in New York City. and 1,406, or 20.2%, were sent survey links on Twitter. The difference of 257 tweets is due to tweets being removed from Twitter and for single users who are tweeting about a single incident of food poisoning multiple times. Of the 1,406 surveys sent, 20, or 1.4%, were completed and submitted to the Department of Health. Of those, 9, or 45%, completed interviews. It's important to note that of the 20 completed surveys, 3 were for establishments outside of New York City, which did not qualify for interview. 6 did not provide complete contact information. Of the 11 in New York City with contact information, 9, or 82%, completed interviews. We are able to examine other public response measures as Twitter provides users with data to examine engagement levels. We examine the engagement for survey link tweets that were sent for the same time period, specifically looking at likes, retweets, which is when somebody reposts a tweet sent from the New York City Foodborne account onto their own Twitter profile, replies, survey link clicks, profile views, which is when somebody accesses the New York City Foodborne profile through the tweet that we posted, and also detail expansions, which is when somebody clicks on a tweet that we wrote to see more detail. Of note, 20.1% of our tweets resulted in a survey link click, 13.2% resulted in someone viewing our profile, and 60% resulted in a detail expansion. Though it cannot be captured by a metric, I will anecdotally add that the overall public response on Twitter has been very positive. Most of the responses are thanking us for looking out or providing more information, such as that they became sick in another state. Very few have been angry or put off by our messaging. The survey response rate has been very low so far, of about 1.4%. We implemented changes to promote engagement with Twitter users and survey completion, including tweeting more frequently to increase our overall Twitter presence, editing our response message, and adding an infographic. Our response message was edited 4 times since going live. So our first message was very direct, and just please complete the survey. The second message added an empathetic statement, so sorry that you're sick. The third message had more of a motivator, so help us prevent this from happening again. And then the fourth message has a hashtag, so we're finally becoming cool. And then we also added an infographic to our tweet since going live. The infographic includes our profile picture and also some more information about why we are tweeting in the survey form. We thought this would provide a bit more assurance to people and they would be more likely to click on the survey link. So there were many challenges encountered throughout this project. We had to overcome various technical difficulties, including firewall issues, which blocked access to the data. The survey required a public-facing server with increased IT security, which resulted in delays. There were also issues with Twitter. Geolocation data for tweets is no longer provided in the public-facing API, which forced our programmers to develop other methods to obtain user location. Also, we were initially blocked by their anti-spamming measures for sending tweets through our application, and we had to develop a workaround. Overall, we found it very difficult to contact somebody at Twitter who could help us, and when we finally spoke with them, it seemed that they weren't really willing to collaborate with us, which was a contrast to our experience with Yelp. Another challenge we continue to experience is the noise and background our classifier picks up. Only about 24% of the tweets we review are found to be indicating foodborne illness in New York City. Finally, as mentioned previously, we have also been challenged in promoting survey completion. Our next steps include continuing to evaluate methods to increase survey response rates. We are working on getting our account verified. We also plan to edit the survey so that includes a question to confirm complaints that are not restaurant or New York City associated. We also intend to provide more information on our survey page to inform users what the information will be used for and to assure them that it's safe. We also plan to use the Twitter feedback data to improve the sensitivity and specificity of the classifier. And we will continue to evaluate the usefulness of including Twitter in our foodborne outbreak detection efforts. We have had more success with Yelp, but we are curious to see if the changes to our system and public engagement improves. Finally, we are hoping to incorporate additional data sources to allow for timelier and more complete foodborne illness and outbreak detection in New York City. And thank you.